Hello, I'm Roger Dennison. Welcome to this podcast, which is focused on the key components of credible, community-first applications. I'm motivated to podcast as I've been a volunteer in various roles for a decade and was employed in the public sector for twice that time. I think supporting communities and individuals is important, so is producing better results, especially in tough times. These are my views on how better results can be achieved. I'm going to take a few minutes to highlight three areas, I've called them the three R's, which you can build into your 2014 Community First funding applications. This should be really useful if your goal is to make your funding bid panel friendly and more credible. The three R's I'm referring to are research, resourcing, and reality. I'll look at each of these points in turn, summarise the benefits of using these hooks in your application, and highlight the challenge in taking action. To set the scene, you probably know the government's Community First resources are available in hundreds of wards in England until 2015. They, according to the website, are meant to help disadvantaged communities come together to identify their strengths and local priorities in order to plan for their future and become more resilient. If you'd like more background on the Community First initiative, you could do worse than look online at the Community Development Foundation website, which is www.cdf.org.uk. As I mentioned, I've done a bit of volunteering over the years, including a stint as chair of a local Community First panel in 2012 and 2013. The panel, as you may know, draws on the commitment of local residents, the support of town hall staff and councillors, and the oversight of external partners, like Voluntary Action. I helped the panel decide which of the applications we received we could fully or partially fund. We averaged 10 applications per year, so this was quite a task. It was definitely hard seeing applications which we simply could not fund. In my experience, applicants' paperwork doesn't always represent the potential projects in a credible way. That's why this podcast seems to be appropriate and timely. Sometimes it seemed applicants hadn't put themselves in the shoes of panel members who have to make difficult funding decisions. That's where I think the three R's come into their own. So, let's start looking at them. Research. To me, this is the bedrock of the application. The answers to some key questions should show up in the credible application. How does the application you are drafting reflect your local knowledge of what your street, your building, your estate really needs? How does your application reflect councillors' priorities for your community? What lessons can you learn from published information about 2012 or 2013 projects, their successes and their development opportunities? How will your project deliver added value to your community? Okay, that's research. What about resourcing? This is another important thread within the application. Many of the applications I saw wanted thousands of pounds of funding so they could deliver their results to hundreds of people. Some projects wanted thousands of pounds to benefit a handful of people. The panel has to think about value for money as one of its key goals. Which of the two projects I just mentioned seems to offer more value for money? Here are some other questions to ponder under the resourcing heading. How many clients will your project reach if it is fully funded? How many people could you reach with just 50% of the funding you're asking for? Here's the killer question. What other funding streams are available to you if your application is not successful? And I guess that leaves us with reality. Reality is the place where research and resources meet. Reality checking is the final but very important stage. How much commitment do you have to match the resources you may be given? That's commitment from others within your project, of course. Who can you involve or influence or join up with to produce even better results? And when you look at the preparation you've done, what else could you do to make the application even more credible? So there we are, research, resources, and reality. In summary, in my experience, the community first application process is competitive. Your local panel in 2014 has scarce resources, so it'll have to think deeply about the credibility of the applications it receives. Finally, I believe that by taking action as far as the three R's are concerned, you can improve the credibility of your application. Your challenge will be to give yourself enough time, I think, to do your project justice. With all the other commitments, it might be tough, to say the least, to do a good draft before the panel's deadlines. If I was giving advice, I'd say be sure to leave yourself a couple of days at least to get that reality check just right. Anyway, good luck with drafting your application paperwork. For more information on goal setting, or to get in touch with me concerning the podcast, please look for me online at www.experienceyourlife.me. More podcasting on Community First, this time for panel volunteers, is available now. Meanwhile, thank you for listening. Goodbye.